So next one. Is Kobe Hino Dashama. That comes up in the series. Is it in order you put them? Just I have to find page 6 in the English printout. So this song goes as follows. Kobe Habe Heno Dashamo. Many of the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins like Kobe Habe. When will that be? Kobe Habe Heno. Interestingly, the song that comes before this is. Anyway, I'll just speak on this one. Kobe hobe heno doshamo. When will I be like that? When will I be like that? Something like that. When will that be my situation? Taji joro asha. Again, the same thing, in a different way. Giving up material aspirations. Bibida bondhan charibo shongshara ghor. Yeah, so we're tied up in this material world, this very dark and dangerous material world, and we can give it up, all our different kinds of bondage, but to do that we have to give up all material aspirations. Vrindavana bhede navadvipa dhame Bandibo Kutirakani. So he says that giving up all material aspirations and Bibhita Bandhan Charibo Shungshak, yeah, this must mean his family life. Actually that's what it means. The various shackles of family life, the dark and deep shackles of family life. So living in Navadvip Dham, knowing it to be non-different from Vrindavan, then he's talking about making a little cottage. So there's an important instruction there. Actually living in Navadvip Dham means to know that it's non-different from Vrindavan and to give up material desires. The actual living in Navadvip Dham can happen when we give up material desires. Bishoy, what is that? Bishoy chariya kobe shuddha hobe man tobe hama herabo Sri Vrindavan. We can actually see Vrindavan when the mind is purified and giving up sense gratification. So we often hear that Navadvip is the dham of great mercy. Who do we hear that from? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially. But that doesn't mean that mercy means you can do any damn nonsense thing you like and just somehow live here and you'll get Krishna praying. That's not what Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches. That we mercy means that even though we're not qualified. Who's qualified? No one's qualified for what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give, but he gives it anyway. But no qualification means that, it doesn't mean that, again, that you just do anything you like and you get Krishna praying. One has to, As Srila Prabhupada often said, you have to take one step toward Krishna, and Krishna will take 10 steps or 100 steps toward you. So, and we have to actually show some willingness to accept what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking of making a little cottage. Now in Mayapur, there are many apartment buildings coming up. Maybe someone who's very rich could afford to live in a little simple cottage. Because to build a little simple cottage on the same land, you could build a big apartment building and get much more money. So you have to be very rich to live in a simple cottage. You can afford not to invest or not to use the land for a big building. Only a rich man can live in a small building. Then you have to go further away to live like that. So, in his little cottage, what is he doing? Shachiranandan charana ashray karyabo shambandhamani. Knowing his relationship with Shachiranandan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking shelter in his lotus feet. Janavi Puline Chinmoy Kanane Boshia Bijonastale. So on the bank of the Ganga Janavi, in the forest on the bank of the Janavi, in this which is all completely spiritual forest, seeing it like that. Another point about seeing it as a spiritual forest is don't attack the trees and just cut them down here and there. They're all spiritual paraphernalia, pure devotees, servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his dham. So Boshya Bijanastali. So he's talking of sitting in a cottage, very lonely place. It's interesting because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he very strongly decried the effort to do this, at least to do it artificially. He made his poem, Dushtamon Tumi Kisha Vaishna, Pratishta Tore, Nirjana Ghare, Toma Harinama Keval Kaitav. By chastising himself, he was chastising others, saying, you wicked mind, why do you want to sit alone and chant Hare Krishna just for name and fame? It's all cheating. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is recommending it, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is not at all saying that. But not exactly, that he's not saying not to do this, but he's saying not to do it artificially. One should be properly prepared for that. Kirtan prabhave shmarana haibe sheikale nirjana shambhav. When one is actually purified by kirtan, and one is actually able to remember Krishna, then it's possible to live like that. Srila Prabhupada also, in Vrindavan, in 1976, strongly warned that don't think that you can go and sit at Radha Kund. You'll simply think of women and money and fall down. So he recommended that live in the association of devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us the life of bhajan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is also, he founded the Chaitanya Mat in Mayapur Dham, which was a preaching center, but he also emphasized very much this place of bhajan. He was, as is well known, he very much promoted preaching, but he also very much promoted bhajan. Devotees, they should cultivate spiritual life. So especially coming to this dham is meant for cultivating one's spiritual life. Not that we forget preaching. It's also, this whole project is also meant for preaching to the world. But preaching can actually be successful by those who are janma shata kari karo para upaka, those who actually live the life of devotion. They can actually benefit others. So, continuing, reading this song. Krishna naam amrita, the nectar of the name of Krishna, which undoubtedly we can understand from his many, many writings on this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is actually experiencing the holy name to be nectar. We may experience this as a burden, have to chant my rounds, but he's experiencing it as nectar. So, Krishnam Amrita Nirantar Pibo, always drinking that nectar. Dakibo, Gauranga Bali, calling out the name Gauranga. So that means he's chanting the name of Krishna and time to time also calling out Gauranga. Ha Gauranitai, Tora Duti Bhai, Potita Janera Bandhu. Oh Gauranitai, your two brothers, you are the friend of the fallen people. Adhama Patit Ami He Durja Hao More Kripa Shindhu. So I'm very fallen. I'm very fallen and rascal type. So you're known as Kripa Sindhu, the ocean of mercy. So be an ocean of mercy to me. He's, again, this is his aspiration to live like this, to call out like this. Kandite Kandite. Shola Krosha Dham Janavi Ubhayakule. So he's crying and crying within the holy dham of 16 Kroshas. Krosha is a measurement, it means it's giving the measurement of the holy dham, which is situated on both banks of the Ganga. Bramite Pramite Kabhu Bhagafale Deki Kichu Toromule. So like this, wandering and wandering, maybe sometime by great fortune I'll see something at the base of one of the trees. He doesn't exactly say what that something is, but he'll call out, Ha ha monoha ki dekinu ami. Oh, so enchanting. What have I seen? Baliam Murichito Hobo. And being so enchanted by what he sees, he will fall down fainting. Shongbit Tapaya, then again coming to consciousness. Kandibo Gopane, then crying but not showing that, not making a big show. What did he see actually? He doesn't say. Smari Duhu. He said, remembering those two, that means he saw Radha Krishna or Gornitai. He's not clear from this. Smari Duhu Kripalab. Now he got a little bit of their mercy. I actually saw them. So this is his aspiration. We can also pray to develop such an aspiration by regularly singing the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this holy dham, where he composed these, where he sung these, where even when he was in Calcutta, these were his thoughts. Even when he was in Calcutta, his mind, his consciousness was in Navadvip dham. And from Navadvip, his consciousness was in Vrindavan, seeing as non-different. So by these songs, he's given us the path to actually live in the dham. To live in the dham, the first thing one has to do is to physically come here. Of course, one can also live in the dham mentally. That's also possible. In one purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out, Srila Prabhupada also translated that. He pointed out that so many great devotees, they didn't live in the dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam. They didn't live in Vrindavan, Narottam Das. But they actually lived in the Dham. Whereas there may be so many people who superficially live in Vrindavan, but does that mean that they're living in Vrindavan and Narottam Das isn't? They're not actually living there. So living is coming and personally living here is a very great step forward, no doubt. But one has to live with one's mind and one's consciousness and one's service in all respects. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving us some sharing his own personal aspirations and realizations so that we can actually make successful, bring to fruition our having made the step to come and live in the Dham or to visit the Dham. So we'll sing this song. Kobe hobe heno dashama, kobe hobe heno dashama, kobe hobe heno dashama,
kobe hobe heno dashama.
Taji joro asha bibida bandhana charibo samsara gho. Taji jara asha bibida bandhana charibo samsara gha.
Taji jara asha bibida bandhana charibo samsara gha.
Vrindavana bedhe navadipa dhame bandhibo kutira khani.
Vrindavana bedhe navadipa dhame bandhibo kutira khani.
Vrindavana bedhe navadipa dhame bandhibo kutira khani. Shachirananda charana ashray karibo sambandha mani. Shachirananda charana ashray karibo sambandha mani. Janavi puline chinmaya kanane boshya bijanash ole.
Janavi puline chinmaya kanane boshya bijanash ole.
Janavi puline chinmaya kanane boshya bijanash ole. Ale
Janavi Puline Moja Kanane Vajra Vijana Sane.
Krishna Namamrita Nirantara Pibo Daki Bau Gauranga Bale.
Krishna Namamrita Nirantara Pibo
Krishna Namamrita Nirantara Pibo Dakibo Gauranga Bale
Krishna Dhamma Vita Nirantara Pibo Dakibo Gauranga
গর্ণেতাই তোরা দুটি ভাই পতিত জনেরা বন্ধু হা গৌরানিতাই তোরা দুটি ভাই পতিত জনেরা বন্ধু অধম পথিত আমি হে দুর্জন হাও মরে কৃপা সিন্ধু অধম পতিত আমি হে দুর্জন হাও মরে কৃপা সিন্ধু কান্দিতে কান্দিতে ষোল ক্রোশ ধাম জানাবি উভয় কুলে কান্দিতে কান্দিতে ষোল ক্রোশ ধাম জানাবি উভয় কুলে ভ্রমিতে ভ্রমিতে খবু ভগ ফলে দেখি কিছু তরু মোলে ভ্রমিতে ভ্রমিতে খবু ভগ ফলে দেখি কিছু তরু মোলে হা হা মনোহর কি দেখিনু আমি বলে মূর্ছিত হব হা হা মনোহর কি দেখিনু আমি বলে মূর্ছিত হব সম্বিত পাইয়া কান্দিব গোপনে স্মরি দুহ কৃপাল সম্বিত পাইয়া কান্দিয়া গোপনে স্মরি দুহ কৃপাল হবে হবে ভেন দশাম হবে হবে হেন দশাম